There is cautious optimism. Why? Because the move is very slow and too late. We have heard a lot of reports about many funds are leaving, are flying out of the country in the last 2 to 3 weeks, and nothing happened. In addition, we have seen that Switzerland moved so fast. As soon as Mubarak resigned, they moved to freeze his bank accounts. Whereas here, there was hesitation. And there were reports that an agreement was reached between the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces and Mubarak that they would not pursue him legally or pursue his accounts. And so we are not sure if this is a real sign of a change or just for domestic consumption, but nothing serious would come out of it. For example, the Minister of Foreign Affairs had sent letters to many foreign countries to freeze the assets and deposits of some top officials. It did not include in that list President Mubarak or his family. And that a little bit proves that there is a sort of an agreement, tacit agreement between the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces and Mubarak not to pursue this issue. So what we might be hearing would be, you know, media balloons and ways to distract people, but not a serious legal case.
Well, Professor Sadegh, there were reports that yearly President Mubarak presented his assets, so it is known widely in Egypt. Some of his supporters are saying that was enough to prove that he was not stealing the country's money. What do you say to that?
I would say that, you know, the matter should have been done from the beginning, because there was suspicion that this regime, you know, that okay, the head of the regime is gone, but the regime continues and is playing tricks to not to reveal everything. It keeps some of the key figures in the post so that they burn important secret documents that would have incriminated them. The fact that you have many of those leaders stealing money and taking huge amounts of money from the countries. We have seen the case in Tunisian leader. We have seen that in many African leaders. And so it is very, very embarrassing that we don't have a clear, accountable system that would pursue those people from the beginning so that they do not accumulate such huge amounts of money, billions and billions of dollars. How can you do that? Where is the parliament? Where are the supervising bodies that would check every now and then all the private budget? If you know, you know very well in democratic countries like the U.S. and the U.K., no leader, when they take office or even after they leave office, they must present a statement and investigation about the wealth when they took office and when they left. And if there is any suspicion or anything, they will be in deep trouble. We do not have this tradition in many countries, because, especially in developing countries, because we don't have a real democracy. And we wish that the new political order that would emerge in Egypt would address all such loopholes. We should learn from what had happened from Mubarak and his rule, so that the new constitution will make sure that nobody who is ruling the country could muster such amounts of money or without being questioned from the first minute he tries to play foul.
Supporters of the former president have said that where is the proof that he stole money from the government?
Look, we have a document that has been presented to the public prosecutor about platinum that was deposited in a Swiss bank in 1983. And that platinum is worth today, at the time was about $22 billion. I don't know how much is that worth today. And it was deposited in the name of President Mubarak. Is that document true? Why did the Swiss bank announce that they have frozen $3.2 billion special account for President Mubarak and his family? From where did he get his money? there is no, I mean, the salary of the president is well known, unless he is taking commission from military sales and especially among European countries. Not from America, because, you know, the U.S. Military aid to Egypt doesn't include commissions. It is government to government. But when it comes to buying from European countries, then you can have a lot of foul play, because the president has the right to sign those agreements, and most of these agreements are usually secret under the pretext of protecting national security and secrets of the state. But this also opens the gate for all kind of illegal commissions and secret deals.
Will there be any further expectations from Egyptians that former President Mubarak is made to account for every single Egyptian pound that he ever earned in the country?
All those big amounts of money that we hear about must be investigated. But it is not only a question of money. You have to understand that this man had been ruling the country for 30 years. We had seen systematic policy of torture. In the last months during the revolution, there were many killings that were taking place, and he should be tried also in addition to charges of corruption or money laundering or illegal commissions. He should be charged with high treason, murder, homicide of innocent civilians, innocent protesters, who gave orders to the Minister of Interior and the police force to kill innocent Egyptians in front of the world camera. All the media recorded what happened. He is responsible and accountable for what happened. So it's not only a question of money. The matter is deeper than that. This is a question of a head of state abusing his national authority as a president, ordering attacks on his people. And we are seeing that happening in the Middle East with many countries. Whenever they face a revolution, they resort to state terrorism. If you are following what is happening in Libya, Gaddafi is hitting his own people with air force. This is a high treason. So the issue about the money comes second. The issue of human life comes first.